Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brout Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's an excellent idea. For the last couple of hours, we were talking about the Ray Rice story, which has evolved even more. It turns out there's additional video footage. I have a feeling this is one of those stories that's going to go on for a while, that the additional footage, in some ways, is equally upsetting, of the two of them yelling at each other and her spitting in his face, which is not okay. There's no question that that her behavior is certainly aggressive and violent and inappropriate. And the two of them certainly are not evenly matched, except in perhaps not really knowing how to deal very well with their anger. But I think that the factors that make her a more sympathetic, slightly more sympathetic figure than him, is his size, that he's better than double what she is. And that the really horrifying footage of her, of him dragging her unconscious body, with it almost gives you the feeling that this has happened before. And not only the violence, but the knocking her unconscious, in that he seems, if somebody was unconscious in front of me, which they have been, you turn them on their back, you support their head, you make sure they're okay.
Yeah, he's so nonchalant about it, you know?
Yeah, it was almost like, oh yeah, business as usual. Okay, we drag her out and we get her shoe off. Not even an attempt to sort of protect her modesty at all. I mean, her dress is up around her hips. I mean, the whole thing was just so callous and so cold and so unfeeling. And I think that has bothered people, if not as much, but certainly adds to the chagrin about the situation. Yvette, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi there. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. I the whole situation is just, like you said, just kind of unacceptable, and it's something that they have been practicing. It's just obvious that this is just the dysfunctional relationship. However, I heard the other caller, she was stating that, how she was with the press, and she was saying it's their fault and different things like that. Now, I'm thinking that now she has no choice but to say that because she lives with the guy. And if she say anything other than that, even though we know the consequences is going to be crazy anyway because he lost everything, if she has said anything with it, it's going to always be her fault. So by her agreeing with them and saying that, yeah, she couldn't do anything else but to say, yeah, oh, it's their fault, and, you know, it's them, and it's nobody else but them. Because think about it. If she says anything other than that, it's going to be worse.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I don't know if you had the sense when I read the statement that it was probably prepared by somebody else, that she, you know, they said, all right, this is what you have to do.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I think your point is well taken, that that looking at that statement as anything other than, at best, a defensive posture doesn't make any sense. Whether she believed it or not, it's almost beside the point. I mean, and maybe she did. But still, I mean, what choice does she have unless she was willing to leave?
Absolutely.
Which she clearly was not, because presumably if she was willing to leave, you know, this has all become public. But she had, you know, that she's had opportunities, presumably when the situation was first brought to light in the spring, when they were not married, that there were options that she's had all along to say, this is, it's not worth it, and she hasn't. And I think your point is well taken at this moment, that, you know, what do we expect her to do? Say, well, you know, that he's a monster and he needs to get some help, and I can't believe, you know, that I've stayed this long. I mean, that's not going to happen.
Right. It kind of makes me want to find an organization that I can help work with, because that's a self-esteem issue. It may be a money issue and all that, but that's a lot to deal with, the woman's self-esteem.
Well, and as I said, there's no question in my mind that, as a psychologist, that both of them have experienced violence toward them in their past, because that's where it comes from.
Yes.
In terms of a place to go, listen, there are women's shelters in every city in America. Liz Claiborne has got a foundation that specifically deals with date rape and with the situation of, because that her, Liz Claiborne, as I'm sure you're aware, was a fashion designer. She died, I think, about 5 years ago. But she really felt, since she was dressing women, that she should address women's issues as well as dressing women. And so she started this foundation, and with the idea being, I think that the statement is, love shouldn't hurt. And specifically aimed at high school boys and girls, saying, here are the signs of domestic violence. And every year she hosts a seminar, of which I've been a part for the last number of years. But if you Google domestic violence support or domestic violence organizations, they would love you. And there's a lot to do. One of the things we organized at one point with women who were in shelters is hair and makeup. Because, as you point out, quite often there are issues of self-esteem. Sometimes they've had the daylights beat out of them, so their faces are disfigured. There are plastic surgeons that are involved. But good for you, and there are lots of organizations they can use. They can use your help. They can use your money. They can use your concern. You can have speakers talk to your organization. There are organizations that collect clothing for women in domestic shelters, babysitting.
Okay,
because
I do that already.
Great. I mean, yeah, it sounds like that's kind of you're one of those helpful folks. So, but I think you're right. This is a great opportunity to sort of to inform men, to inform women. You're not alone. You can get help. That if you've got anger issues, that you can claim them as your own and get some help about them. It doesn't mean you have to go through life feeling that you're a pressure cooker about to blow, or that you're living with a pressure cooker about to blow. And for women who feel that they can't leave because where would they go with their kids, exactly as Connie says, that by not leaving, you're damaging those kids, because they grow up in an atmosphere of violence where they're either afraid all the time, or as women, as girls, they may think that that's what men do, is men hit you. If you have sons, that's what men do to control the women, is you hit them. So it's one of the, be aware. So
right. They think that that's the way of life.
Yep, exactly. That's just how it is. And we do need to change not only the culture, but the locker room culture. Not only the locker room culture, but the culture at large. And so good on you for being concerned and wanting to do something. And there are lots of organizations that would be delighted to have you help in whatever way you feel that you can do it.
Well, that I will be doing more and more. And thank you for your show. Your show is just amazing. It's awesome.
Well, thank you, Yvette. I'm delighted to be here. I'm sorry that this is today's topic, but at least we're talking about it. At least we're talking about not only how awful it is, but what we can do about it. And that's, we've got problems, but we've got solutions as well. Thank you, ma'am. 855-993-7569. Rocky, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello, Dr. Joy Brown. Thank you for taking my question.
Sure.
I was on the expressway, and I was doing okay listening to your program, and then a woman called, and she talked about her father abusing and beating the kids.
Yep.
And then her mother saying,
you think you were the only one.
Yeah. And when I heard that, all of a sudden I started breathing real heavily, and I started getting all nervous. I had to pull to the side of the road, and I sat here thinking, well, what's going on? And I had this flashback and a memory, and to where my mother was extremely abusive, just the opposite, and physically abusive. My dad never hit me, but he never protected us. And then I had the flashback. Can I tell you what the flashback was?
Yeah, can you hang on for me for just a minute? We need to take a break here. As soon as we come back,
sure.
Take deep breaths, have a sip of water, and we'll hear your flashback as soon as we come back. Take a deep breath, Rocky. You're okay. You're safe. And we'll talk to you in just a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is the Dr. Joy Brown Show, and I am the aforementioned Dr. Joy Brown. We've been talking today about Ray Rice, in particular, domestic violence in general. Rocky's saying he was driving down the road, and he heard Marla's talking about an abusive father, and he had an anxiety attack. May not have known it was an anxiety attack, but that's what it was. His heart was beating fast. He couldn't quite get his breath and had to pull over to the side of the road. and he had a flashback, and he wanted to share the flashback. So sorry I had to put you on hold. I know when you're feeling a little anxious, that doesn't help much, but I needed to take a break there, and now I won't have to stop and start you. So go ahead and tell me what your flashback was.
My mother was very abusive to my father, and most of the nights they would be in the hall and fighting, and he wouldn't hit her, and he would just keep trying to restrain her, but restraining her was like, I don't know if you ever tried to protect, to protect a stray cat or something, and you picked it up and it just went on you.
Yeah,
and that's
what, you have to walk away. There, you can't restrain somebody because it becomes physical. Yeah.
So I would buy those wax earplugs and try and stick them in my ears. But anyway, so I remember that. And then what happened after that? When I thought that there was one time where she was just beating on me, and I went to hold her wrist to stop her from doing it, and she bit me, and she broke the skin, and I was bleeding, and I ran into the bathroom and tried to hold the door shut because she taped all the doorknobs with duct tape so that you couldn't ever lock the doors. So I was in the bathroom trying to restrain it, but I was bleeding quite a bit, and I thought she had let go and she wasn't going to come in, and I put my wrist underneath the sink. And she broke through the door, and she started, she punched me in the face, and her diamond ring went through my cheek. So anyway, I cowered down between the toilet and the counter, and she got the toilet brush, and she just kept beating me with the toilet brush. Well, my father was there all this time and never stopped her. And I couldn't, so that's what came up to my mind when the lady said that. And I could never understand why he would never protect us and stop it. But after it was all over, he would take me aside and say, you could talk to her. You could stop her from doing this if you just talked to her nice. And I was such a good kid, and I never was mouthy with her or anything.
No, Robbie, that's called, of course you weren't, that's called blaming the victim. And that's, and your father was an enabler, and he may have had, he was the adult, and instead of, and look, it's not uncommon, as I mentioned before, that in a situation, you know, don't upset your father, or, you know, don't talk to your mother that way, and that's an adult not taking responsibility for their behavior. You certainly can't take responsibility for someone else's behavior, but you can look at your own cowardice, you can look at your own needs, and understand that adults, you know, adults have to protect children. Children can't protect adults. How old are you now, Rocky?
I'm 69.
How old were you when all this happened? The incident you remember?
Let me think. I must have been 14. Yeah. And I was, you know, I could have been strong enough, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she had strength like she could lift a car. And she was not a big woman. But she just had such, there was no stopping her when she would go off. I mean, there was nothing that she wouldn't do. She hit my dad over the head with a frying pan one time. I thought it was going to kill him. But she just wouldn't, you know, there was just nothing that.
Do you have any tendencies?
He wouldn't tell her. He would not stop her. He would not ever protect us. Mm-hmm. Never once. And I could never, so how do I, is there any way that I could think differently? That's my question about.
Yeah, let me help you with that a little bit. He probably felt that that she, maybe that she was sick and that he needed to take care of her. And it may be that
she was sick.
Yeah, and that you know, that this was, he may have very strong religious beliefs that felt that, you know, marriage is forever, and that that you have to stick with the person you married. He may have just been weak. or cowardly. He may have felt that he couldn't, if he left and took the children, there wouldn't be any way of taking care of her. That he may have felt that if he'd left, obviously he could leave, but the children would then be left to her, to her violence. It may have been that he had some history in his past of it may have been that she was hospitalized at one point. And she said, for example, if you ever try to hospitalize me, I'll kill myself or I'll kill you or I'll kill the kids. It's hard to read someone else's mind, but there are pretty common reasons why someone doesn't step up. I don't know. Have you ever been married, Rocky?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. How many times have you been married?
Once.
Okay. Are you still married?
5 years. No. 25 years. We separated really nicely. We did it ourselves, and we're still really good friends.
Yeah. Did you have children?
No, I didn't want children.
Well, and that's part of it.
I was afraid.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very common phenomenon of the fear of, I don't want to have children because... I may not be able to protect them any more than I was protected. There is no question that growing up in a violent environment is scarring. And so for people who think, well, I need to stay because it would be too upsetting for the children to have a divorce or not to see their parent or to be in less financial circumstances, it's not true that the real damage is done psychologically, and the differences in finance, and nobody thinks living in a shelter is a great idea. No one. But shelters are temporary, and they may be necessary. And if it's a matter of your children growing up feeling that violence is their birthright and that they're going to be hit and they're going to hit, and a shelter, opt for the shelter. And people will help you. There is job training. There is counseling. There's economic help. There's educational help. And it doesn't have to be a legacy. It doesn't have to be a family characteristic of, I grew up in a violent situation, and therefore it's all I know, and it's all I know how to act. So, Rocky, I'm sorry that you've had a tough day. And maybe beginning to kind of deal with this may make your life a little easier and a little better, even though it may be kind of scary to begin with. And if there's something I can do to help you, I'm here. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855.
It's been on your mind all.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea. It's been a very busy couple of hours because people are obviously very concerned and very upset about the Ray Rice domestic violence story. And to a certain extent, I think, first of all, his career is over, that his sponsorship has gone away, that he's already been tried for this and received a really minor sentence, and you can't be tried for the same crime twice. So I think that that's not going to happen. But that from now on, I think that his name will be associated with this event as opposed to his career in football. But it's not like this was something that somebody did to him. This is something that he did. This is his responsibility. And even though it seems like taking responsibility is not his strong suit, this is something he brought on himself. All right, so I thought what we'd do is kind of lighten things up a little bit, although if you want to call about this, we have a little bit of time left. And I will, I thought we'd talk a little bit about the iPhone that comes out today. And also give you a little bit of, the DVDs that come out. This is not a great DVD week. Although, there's one, the Captain America Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see that?
Oh, I loved that movie. I'll tell you what, I actually think Marvel does a great job with all their comic book movies.
Yeah, I mean, certainly the has been a terrifically effective franchise. So yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Fed Up is a documentary about food, and again, I think documentaries have become what newspapers used to be, in that they're sort of muckrakers, that they are the ones who look at what's going on and figure out a way of you know, and that's what we do on the Friday thing of it's broken, let's fix it. I keep hitting the wrong button here. And what was the last one on that list other than Fed Up? I just looked at it and forgot it.
Well, let's see.
Because my computer just burped. I'll get it. Never mind. I'll find it out. But
Long Way Down was the other one. That's one that I hadn't seen. Did you see that one?
Let me just find out what... I'm just trying to find out what the long way down. I don't know. My computer is not happy today. I don't know going on.
Okay.
Yeah. Long Way Down. All right, here we go. And you can always go to drjoy.com and see what's going on here. Long Way Down. See, a television series. That's why I didn't know very much about it. It's a television series.
Okay.
I don't know squat about television.
Yeah, sure.
Right, but Winter Soldier is really terrific. If you haven't seen it, I think you'll get a kick out of it. It's... It has kind of a strange ending to it, but it was one of the Captain America did. It may have been, if not the number one movie last year, did very, 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 very well. So it's going to be the number one download as well. Right now, I need to figure out. So, and we know that the iPhone came out today at noon,
and the Apple iWatch as
yeah.
well. That's,
so there
that's
we
big
go.
News. I haven't had a whole lot of time to read up on it, but Apple did officially release the iWatch, which it sounds like will have a big focus on health. It has some biometric sensors and that sort of thing that will interface
well,
with
see,
the phone.
You're probably not old enough. Remember Dick? Do you remember Dick Tracy in
yeah,
comic
yeah,
books?
Oh, yeah, yep.
Okay, and that he had a walkie-talkie basically talked into his watch?
Right. Yep. I remember
okay.
that. Sure.
All right. So this is the iWatch. Let's see. No, that's not helpful. In the computer. I mean, the problem about the computer is that whenever you try to go to find anything, all you get is these ads, which gets really irritating.
exactly.
So,
it looks like though it's got a real big focus on health. So you know, it's gonna. If you're working out or you're using this with your health routine, your phone will kind of keep track of things like your heart rate, your perspiration, all kinds of different sensors in there. So it could actually turn out to be a very valuable tool in you know, maybe people keeping track of quantifying their health, you know?
Because part of it is just compliance with people, you know, that and I'm sure that there's... We know, for example, that there is now it's not a watch, but it's a sensor for if you're diabetic, that you can wear a sensor that, and they're different kinds, but actually senses when your insulin level goes up or down, and
right,
can
right.
sort of do it accordingly. Also, there are little beeps and whistles and whatever to remind you. So that'll be really interesting. There's people are already being a bit skeptical about the i6. In terms of the idea, they're saying, well, you know, it may be a little too late, It's a bigger screen. My daughter loves, she actually had an iPhone at one point, but now she's gone to the, I think it's the Samsung with the bigger screen.
Oh, yeah, Galaxy, I think is what, yeah.
Yeah, she says it makes her head look like a pin, but she likes it a lot better.
No kidding, huh? Yeah. It's so funny how you get different responses from different people. You know, some people will say, "Oh, I love the iPhone," and others are like, "Oh, I hate it. I love my Galaxy." And
well, that's it. And in I don't know if men have these same conversations in men's room, but in ladies' rooms, there are these whole kind of things where everybody's, and it sounds like a cult of, "Oh, well, my iPhone." You know, it's just
sure.
So yeah, there's this whole kind of thing, but the only problem I think that anybody has with any of the phones is they're just great for anything unless you actually try to hear a conversation.
Right. That's what I've noticed, too.
The audio quality
has gotten worse.
Much worse, yeah. And the batteries aren't very good either.
No, that's true.
Of course, all of us have so much goo on our phone. They're great for emails. They're great for games, like when I get stuck on a train or something. They're great for listening to music. They're great for podcasts. They're just not very good for phones. Oh, well. All right, and speaking of not very good for phones, this has nothing to do with phones, but guess who has written a book called... You're not allowed to answer this, Shane, because you already know. Or maybe you don't. Gus and Me, The Story of My Granddad and My First Guitar.
Yes, I do know. Maybe we should see if the callers can guess that. I don't know.
It'll take too long.
Yeah, true.
Besides, they'll read the newspaper. It's Keith Richards.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. Pictures by his daughter, Theodora, the elder of his two daughters, with Patty Hansen. They said this one came out around sort of behind my back. It happened to coincide with my first daughter having my fifth grandchild. I wanted to give my own grandfather his due for having turned me on to music. Should I tell you my Keith Richards story quickly?
Yeah.
I mean, the picture of him, the thing about Keith Richards is he hasn't really changed at all, except his hair is now very white. In about 40 years, he still looks like a death mask, right?
Exactly.
Seriously. And, I mean, right now, he's what, I don't know, 70-something? Early 70s?
Yeah, I would imagine, yeah, maybe around 80.
I think that's how old Mick is. Well, I mean, we can Google him and find out. But the idea being that he's looked like that for years because he didn't make any... sort of, let's see what his net worth is as well. He didn't make any bones about the fact that that there were no drugs that were not his friends. I mean,
79.
Yeah, 79 is almost 80.
Yeah.
This one says 68, yeah, but July 19th, so you're right. He's now 69.
Or it's 69, I'm sorry. I was looking at that wrong.
No, 69, you're right, not 79. There, I thought, man, I didn't think he was that old. He's worth, one says he's worth $340 million. This one says he's worth $820 million.
Wow.
$820 million is almost $1 billion.
That is impressive.
Yeah. I wonder how they get that discrepancy. There are two that say he's worth $340 and one that says he's worth $820.
Yeah, you'd think there wouldn't be too much.
That's a factor of 2.5. So
yeah, right.
Well. Maybe it's whether or not we take into consideration how much Patty got. But nevertheless, so I don't know. But so he's got a book out, a children's book, and my Keith Richards story, which is kind of vaguely cool, is that a bunch of years, probably 8 or 9 years ago, I was in South Beach over New Year's, and so it was the day before New Year's, and one of the guys was opening up a club in Miami, and so. To open on New Year's Eve. And so I just walked in just because I was curious, because I knew I wouldn't be there New Year's Eve. So I went in, and Keith Richards walks in and starts jamming. And seeing Keith Richards close up is truly alarming. Because if you think he looks gnarled in pictures, let me tell you, close up, serious, but incredibly talented. And never smiles, just incredibly focused, great guitarist, but, you know, death mask, what can I tell you? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's D-R-J-O-Y HealthyPaws.pets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's true. Well, all right, so see, I just Googled this article, and guess who they mentioned in the second sentence? Dick Tracy.
Oh, hey, there you go. See, yeah, you're tuned in.
I'm part of the zeitgeist. There's just no question.
It's that term I learned earlier today for the first time, the joydar. Or, is that what it was?
Joydar. Yeah, I love it. Joydar, yeah. You put it out there, I'll pick it up. So they said that this one doesn't need a battery. You can wear it in
That's
the
neat.
Rain. Yeah.
Wow, no kidding.
They said, you know, that people have been stopped wearing wristwatches. Apparently, Galaxy Gear, a $299 device that could make calls, take videos, and display messages. Do you know that? The Galaxy Gear put one out?
I did hear that. I had heard that they might have rushed it out from the reviews I've heard.
Like, duh.
Yeah.
So Apple, you know, and Apple, whatever else you can say about them, does great design. The question is how much what the price point is going to be. But they're talking about fitness trackers. So there you go. This one you can actually make a call on. I don't know. It'd be nice to have something hands-free.
I agree. Yeah. You know, especially if you're driving, you don't have to wear one of those goofy headsets. Then you could just
have your
hands up on the wheel. And yeah, I like it.
So there you go. This started, a couple hours ago at the Flint Performing Arts Center in Cupertino. And I don't know about, do you have an iPhone?
I do, yes. Yeah, so, I love it, too.
Yeah, so if you know, on the weather, if you don't take it off the Cupertino, that all the iPhones are supposed to give you the weather in Cupertino.
Exactly, yeah.
So there we go. And they have live coverage. So they've got the iPhone 6, which comes in two different flavors, 4.7 inches and 5.5 inches. Both of those are bigger than the usual one. They have an indestructible screen, which would be nice for those of us who drop things, called a sapphire display.
Oh, they did go with the sapphire.
Very
interesting.
Right. But it could add $100 to the cost of every phone. Do you know what the phone is supposed to retail for?
I don't. I did buy mine for retail price. I use a carrier where you buy your own phone and then, you know.
So would you pay for your, what do you have, a 5?
I think mine was, I want to say $800, $799.
Yeah, they're saying $950 for this one.
Okay, sure, yep.
So you and I at some point should sit down and figure out how much your monthly carrier does. Because mine just, here's, I can't believe we're doing a commercial for iPhones. sort of. Except you still can't. I mean, if you expect to be able to hear on your cell phone, forget about it. You just can't. Nobody can on any device.
Yep.
But my phone company called me, which is Verizon, and said, we'll give you a free i5, which it turns out I thought I had the i4. I already had the i5. We'll give you a free i5, and we'll give you 1,000 gigabytes of additional memory every month. And we'll give you $200 for your old phone, which they did.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So we should sit down and figure out how much your phone costs and how much mine and whether or not.
Yeah, how it
probably
compares,
probably still come out ahead.
Yeah. But, the way we looked at it is, you know, it probably ends up being about the same.
Probably.
Because, you know, you're paying up front for it, whereas it's subsidized.
Yeah, I have to.
The,
yeah.
You know, but,
although it's not like you're going to get any interest on your money. I actually have a savings account that pays 0.1%. Not 1%.
I know. Isn't that
0.1%.
Crazy? Yeah,
not a good idea. All right, so they're saying the entrance into the wearable market, touch screen with a curved display, near-field communications for making payments at a cash register.
Oh, very nice.
Cool.
Very nice. I like
health
that.
And fitness sensors. Rock Band U2 and or maybe fashion models are expected to bring some glamour to the launch. I don't know. We didn't watch the launch. We've been on the air. We're with you guys.
Yeah, I can't wait to get home and see it now.
There you go. Apparently this is really important for Tim Cook, who took over from Steve Jobs, whether or not he'll be able to stick around. So, there you go.
Right.
Live coverage. Watch out for Apple's first wearable. There you go. Then we have to watch for the stock, apparently. Apple took a hit last week, falling below 100. Oh, too bad.
It was
down 0.6% at 98.36 Monday.
I was going to say, I wonder if they addressed any of the iCloud scandal there with all the nude photos that of these stars that came out last week.
Well, it certainly adds some glamour.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Hey, you want to see the pictures that we took? Yeah. Oh my goodness, we didn't mean to put those up. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be curious to know if they. You know, may mention anything, you know, to try to maybe smooth that over a little
bit.
Well,
have your nude pictures shown up yet?
Oh, yeah, all of them, yeah. Yeah, I can't say I've delved there too much, so.
I'll tell you, there was, at one point, one of my colleagues had nude pictures up on the internet, and so there was this pressure, and I said that I was going to put up a nude picture too, because I have the famous baby on a bear rug. I actually have one of those when
oh,
I was
no
like
kidding?
6 months old, and the worst
perfect.
Is I look exactly like me except a lot smaller. And I was tempted to do that, and I thought, do I really want people to go to my website looking for naked pictures?
Maybe
they're going to be either that, or they're going to be so disappointed.
Yeah, right.
Or maybe
right, that's
not.
True.
Maybe,
yeah, yeah.
Maybe they'll be incredibly grateful.
Yeah,
there we go.
Who knows?
So I decided not to do that. There, every once in a while, there's a certain amount of discretion that takes over. So we've got. So we'll see tomorrow about the stock. And we could probably see if I Google eyes Apple stock, we can see what happens. But my guess is it'll probably be up today. Apple stock price, because we know it was 98.6 yesterday, 99.14. It opened at 99. It's high. So it's it bounced up a little bit and now is back where it was.
Sure, which, yeah. I mean, you'd expect, I suppose. You know, there's always an initial kind of letdown right at the, you know, as the hype kind of wears off. But then it usually climbs back up the next day or so.
Well, they're saying the stock price target raised to 123. Samsung's new products are half-baked. Whoa.
Wow.
It's just nice to know that we are living in a capitalist society. There we go.
There you go. That's right.
I don't know. So listen, you have to admit this. When you listen to my program, we're going to cover a wide variety of various topics, right? And that pertain to how we live our lives. And as Sheena and I were saying, what we do is there's certainly people talk about problems. And somebody, when I first started doing this program years ago, said, isn't it depressing? And I said, no. You know, I've got children, not problems. The question is, do we find solutions? Do we claim their problems? Do we identify them and do something about them? And that's what we do around here. So you're always welcome. And speaking of which, we now have, I suppose, to finish off the program today, we now have a feud going between Katy Perry and Taylor Swift, certainly something that consumes my every living moment.
Oh, boy.
Don't
we have a third star involved in this?
Well, the question is whether Carrie Underwood is involved as well. I mean, you know, these are things that I don't know about you, but I lay awake nights thinking about these. Not so much. Folks, listen, as always, thanks for participating. Thanks for calling. Go to drjoy.com if you want to see about DVD reviews. And a podcast should be available, 855-99-DRJOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/...
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.